USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Supreme Court is hearing oral arguments this morning in a challenge to Mississippi's ban on most abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. The Supreme Court's decision in the abortion case will affect dozens of states. TV celebrity and heart surgeon Dr. Oz is running for a soon-to-be-vacated Senate seat in Pennsylvania.
My parents immigrated here legally, and our country provided unparalleled opportunities that have benefited me. And I feel firmly it is time to repay my debt.
Dr. Oz on Fox News. NASA has warned that an asteroid bigger than the Eiffel Tower will break into Earth's orbit in just about a week. The huge 1,082-foot space rock is heading our way and should skim past us on December 11th. Asteroid 4660 Nearest will come within 4.6 million miles of Earth. That puts it in a potentially hazardous category. We are USA Radio News.
From city streets to back roads. From road warrior to carpooler. There are some things you can always count on, like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
Just in time for Christmas, Mike Lindell has dropped the price of the standard classic MyPillow, regularly $69.98 to $19.98. Now, queen and king size slightly higher, but that price includes a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow with you anywhere. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs and give MyPillow for Christmas.
Communist China sent emails demanding U.S. lawmakers not visit the island nation of Taiwan.
As tensions run high between China and the United States, five United States lawmakers defied Beijing and visited the contested island of Taiwan last week. Congresswoman Nancy Mace was a member of the bipartisan group. She joins Fox News to discuss a controversial trip abroad.
The Chinese embassy sent an email to every single person on that trip, every member of Congress, demanding that we cancel the trip. And I don't take orders from communist China, and neither do my Democratic colleagues. And we did the trip anyway.
China lays claim to Taiwan and has increased military intimidation as part of its campaign to put pressure on the self-ruled island. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A 15-year-old Oxford High School sophomore in Michigan, armed with a semi-automatic handgun, is accused of killing three students and injuring seven others and a teacher. The student is not talking to police and has lawyered up. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
TV celebrity and heart surgeon Dr. Oz has announced on Fox News Tuesday he's a Republican and running for a soon-to-be-vacant Senate seat in Pennsylvania.
America's in crisis. That's not news. Our values are under attack. So I want to serve America in its time of need. I think I can do that by running for the U.S. Senate seat in the state of Pennsylvania. Now, Americans, and here's how I see it, Americans deserve better solutions. Doctors are about solutions. But instead, people with good ideas are shamed, they're silenced, they're bullied, they're canceled. You talk about it all the time. And in medicine, if we cannot say what we see, people die, literally. So let me talk about COVID for a second, because as a physician, I really spent a lot of time trying to understand what went wrong. And the mistakes are emblematic of other issues that we're struggling with in our great country. Remember the phrase, 2 weeks to flatten the curve? Right? That metastasized into this incredible authoritarianism, overreaching, that did not necessarily make us safer. People with yards, big yards, told people with no yards to stay indoors. That's where the virus was. Remember they closed the parks, they shamed people about beaches? I think those choices should be yours, the American people's. I have fought to empower my audience, my patients, and now the voters of Pennsylvania. And I've taken on Big Pharma. I've gone to battle with Big Tech. I've gone against agrochem companies, big ones. Right? I've got scars to prove it. And I cannot be bought. And I'll keep fighting those battles to empower the folks of Pennsylvania and around the country.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.